Mohamed, you are part of the GREAT team. What's GREAT stands for and what do you do?
Yes, hello. My name is Mohamed Amin. I'm part of the Global Research and Analysis team. And we handle incidents that happen in the Middle East, specifically in the Middle East region now. The other members of the team cover the other parts of the world. We handle incidents like hacking attempts that occur on big companies and organizations or governments even. And what we do is just analyze the attack, how it happened, and the virus, where it came from, how it penetrated the network, and where is it connecting. And we have certain cases where we've been able to identify the actual team of hackers behind the attack or the targeted attack, specific for let's say a bank, okay, and we were able to just push further for investigation and to call them through the police.
What are the most popular hacking trends these days?
Well, the most popular hacking trends these days are basically viruses on mobiles. If you see now, we are seeing 99% of the malware is targeting mobiles because most people have everything on mobiles. They have their personal information, they have personal pictures, they have chat logs, they have corporate email and personal email. So that's a lot of things that are interesting for hackers. So some people just save their credit card information on their mobiles. Actually, 99% of the malwares for mobiles is targeting Android devices. So that's another concern because lots of people are now using Android devices, and if you don't have the correct or the good protection for that, then it'll be difficult to protect you, especially if you are having older versions of the software, the Android software.
So this vulnerabilities on the Android comes from the operating system itself or the programs people download from the store?
I see. Well, actually, it's usually a mix of these, of both. So some vulnerabilities are in the operating system itself, and they are patched and they are fixed in the new versions of Android. But some other are just applications that the user downloads on their devices, on their mobile devices, and so they will infect the machine and give the hacker, if you'd like to mention it, like remote full system access. We have products for mobile security. Kaspersky has mobiles, has products for Apple and Android devices, and we perform virus and protection from these threats. And our mobile protection recently got an award. It's like 1 month ago, specifically for the protection of mobile devices by AV-Test.
Do you believe the protection on a mobile device slows down the telephone or tablet?
The protection on a mobile device, we cannot say that it will not affect at all. But it depends on the vendor to just put the right technology in the right place and with the least resources.
Okay. And cloud storage is also very popular these days. And if you look at the table, many of the people using some sort of cloud storage. People always claiming that, and the companies always claiming that the cloud storage is secure because they are encrypting your data on the servers. And even if someone gets a hand on your data, they won't be able to use it because it's encrypted. Is that true?
Yes. Well, actually, these companies or these organizations are putting lots of efforts on the protection of the traffic that the user is generating from its mobile or endpoint device. And on their servers, yes, the storage is usually encrypted with AES-256, but from a software perspective, if you have access to these data, then other people might have access in case of weaknesses on the services. What we've seen in major cloud storage services is that they are doing too much efforts. They can put lots of money on the security, and they can hire like the best security people to perform the best security assessment and get the best protection. But when an incident happens, it's a mass incident. Like we've seen like one incident for Dropbox, I think last year, where when for one full day, all Dropbox users were available, you know, for the public. Their data was just open for the public, for everyone to look at. So that's the problem when you have like cloud services and cloud storage. It's like they can always try to do the best security, but there's nothing called 100% security. And when the vulnerability is found, it's a major one, and it will cause lots of harm.
What about Macintosh? Apple products always seems more secure than Windows platform, because if you look at the table, many of the computers using running Windows instead of Mac, and organizations, governments, they are mostly using Windows products, you know, Microsoft products. Vulnerability comes because of the many machines using Windows, or the Mac not getting enough attention from the hackers.
I see. Well, what we believe is that Unix-based platforms like the Mac itself is had their time for development, where they were not like in the spotlight and they were not being followed by hackers, and they were like they had good time to protect and to well develop their security on their devices. But as we are seeing, lots of people are trying to push for Mac now and are like to use Mac, you know, for better security and performance, as they mentioned. But we are now seeing malwares for Mac. So even Kaspersky, now we have like a protection. We have Kaspersky Internet Security for the Mac itself, for the protection of Macs. So it's just a matter of time before hackers get more involved and interested in Mac devices, and will just push for developing applications that exploit certain aspects of the system.
Another hot topic is attacking the infrastructure of the governments. What kind of damage they can give by doing that, and what can they control?
Well, there are multiple sides for these attacks. Usually, the face of these attacks, if you want, is the defacement attack. So they are trying just to put some logos on the page, or some information, bad information about the country or the government itself. But usually it's all about the money. So they are looking for designs, intelligence information, military information. They are looking for emails, like emails for, or identity for big people, for like president or government officials. They are looking for financial information for these people. So we're talking about credit card or online banking accounts. So there's always a motivation for hacking, if you want. Sometimes they just get paid to do a defacement, but it's always about a financial background.
Can you give us any good example being happened in recent years?
Well, we've seen a lot of examples. One of them is the one that happened in Turkey specifically, which is the attacks on the government, the defacement attacks on the government. So the hackers just hacked into the websites and stole some information and published it to the network. So that could have been like a defacement, and the hackers are still unknown, I think. And What we can do is just protect these the government. The protection itself is not like full security. There's nothing called 100% security. We've seen recent attacks on Qatar government too. We've seen attacks on Lebanese government. We've seen attacks on the Syrian government. So there's always incidents that happen, and that's it from examples.
So what can you suggest to users to keep their data secure?
Well, it's always the best effort. Security is always the best effort. So what the user can do is just put the latest updates on their devices. From an end user perspective, we are talking. They put the end user, the updates, the latest fixes, and they install like some product. I'd recommend Kaspersky, but it's always a choice for the user. So if they can put a good security software that will do the protection, that would be the best option. Of course, what we usually know is that there is no 100% security. And if someone is like a VIP or a president or something really important, he will need more protection than just the endpoint security, the regular antivirus.
Okay, Mohamed, thank you for your time.
Thank you.